Today's shir is Masechta Tainis, Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin the last words of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Am Rav Chisda teaches us Rav Chisda, Hada Amrit Sara Moshos. As we learned in the previous shir, Rav Huna taught us that we could have a Tainis Shos, even a fast of a number of hours of the day is considered a fast day. V'hu shloi tam klum ar'arif. Teaches Rav Chisda to be considered a fast, it has to be a fast that one did not eat the entire day. Amalei Abaya asks Abaya Rav Chisda, Hatanis mal yasehi. If one didn't eat the entire day, then it's a full-fledged fast, and there's no need to put this in the category of a tainis shos. Answers the Gemara like Tzricha dim lechem luchem. Rav Chisda is referring to a situation, this is the way we will explain the Gemara, according to most Rishonim explain the Gemara this way, that the person started the day, was busy, preoccupied, and did not eat. Then, part of the day already passed, and he decided, I haven't eaten this much, this long already, I'm going to complete the day with fasting it. As we learned, and we'll learn a mitzvah Shem today in the shir, to be considered a tainis, there has to be a Kabbalah's tainis. And therefore, the part in the morning that he didn't eat is not considered a halachic tainis, because he was without a Kabbalah. So now, during this time, he is mekabel tainis for the rest of the day, and he doesn't eat the rest of the day. So now Rav Chisda is teaching, since he didn't eat the entire day, the part of the day that followed the Kabbalah's tainis, that part of the day is considered a tainis shos. You can't consider the whole day a tainis, because the part of the morning did not have a Kabbalah's tainis preceding it. Only the afternoon, which had a Kabbalah's tainis preceding it, will Rav Chisda consider a full-fledged tainus. Vam Rav Chisda, furthermore Rav Chisda says, Kol tainus shloi shokol av chama, any tainus that there is no shkia, that person did not fast the entire day, lashmei tainus is not considered a tainus. And as Tysus points out, even though the Gemara uses the word shoka, which usually refers to the shkia, says Tysus, here it means tseis kechavim. And there are two reasons given why, even though the Gemara uses the word Shkia, we should fast till Tzeis Kechavim. One reason is because we're not really exactly sure what is Shkia, what is Tzeis Kechavim. Therefore, Chazal teach us that we should wait till Shkia. Another reason that's given is that the Halacha always follows the status quo. Given that today was a fast day, and we're not exactly sure when to end the day, so we're machmer and keep it on the status quo until we know for sure the day is over. Although, I saw from the Shalos and Tshuvos Chassan Sofer that in Halacha, we find a number of places where we have to wait for night. We have to wait for night, as we're learning now, for the fast day to be over. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is only supposed to be said at night. Motzoi Shabbos is only at night. Says the Chassan Sofer, even though we're saying that we have to wait for night in all these areas, the definition of night will not be the same in all. As we know, in the times of Chazal, night was not measured with watches and with time. It was rather measured by the appearance of stars. Says the Chassan Sofer, as soon as three medium-sized stars appear, it's considered night for a fast day to be considered over. For Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Chassan Sofer says we need three small stars, but they don't have to be near each other. For Matzoi Shabbos, we need three stars that are small and that are near each other. And I heard from my Rebbe, Reb Tovia Goldstein, many times that even people who are makbid on Matzoi Shabbos to wait for the Shita Subayra Tam for 72 minutes after Shkia on a fast day, not Yom Kippur, on the other fast days, do not have to wait so long. The Paiskim discuss a very interesting Shaila. What is the halacha if one is traveling from Eretz Yisrael to America? He left Eretz Yisrael, it was a fast day, and when he arrives in America, if you were following the Israeli clock, the day were over. But in America, the day is not yet over. Or vice versa. If someone is traveling from the United States to Israel, and were he following our clock, perhaps the fast is not yet over. But indeed, and now he arrived in Israel, the fast is already over. What is the din? So I saw from the Sefer, Oitzros Yerushalayim, he paskins that under such circumstances, the person should determine how long the fast is supposed to be. In other words, we fast, as we're going to learn later in the Shia, begins by Lois HaShachar and goes until Tzeis Kechavim. Let's say that's 12 hours. He should fast for 12 hours from when it was a Lois HaShachar by him until 12 hours later, making no difference where he is, and then the fast is over for him. Vam Rav Chisda, call Tanish, Meisvei, ask the Gemara, how could Rav Chisda say that the fast is only over by Tzeis Kechavim? We're going to learn in a Gemara, Anshei Mishmar, as our Gemara will be discussing the various situations where Chazal were Goyzer Tainus, says the Gemara that the people of the Mishmar, the Kahanim Olevim, whose week it was in the rotation of their turn to do the Avodah, Masanim, they begin the fast on these different Tanesim, for Loim Mashlimim, but they don't have to finish the day. So we see that even if they don't fast till Tzeis Kechavim, it's still considered a Tainus. And it says the Gemara, Hasam, the Tzuri Nafshi Ba'amahu. The entire purpose of the fast is only to be Bitzar, to be an affliction. It's not considered a day of fast, and therefore, even if they're not completing the whole day, it still can be considered a tainus. Toshma. The Gemara teaches us that, the Gemara Masechet Shkolim teaches us that when Klal Yisrael built the Beis HaMikdash, there was a shortage of wood. They needed a lot of wood for the use in the Beis HaMikdash for the Kabbonis. Given that there was a shortage of wood, they had certain families donate on certain days wood for the Beis HaMikdash. And the halach is that those days that those families donated the wood were yontif for those families. Moreover, Chazal instituted that even if in later years the Beis HaMikdash will have enough wood, since these families stood up and donated wood when the Beis HaMikdash required it, their wood will always be used if they donated on those specific days. Says the Gemara, the Amr Rabbi Lazar ben Tzadik, Ani b'nei bonim shal Sana ben Minyamin. I'm a descendant of Sana ben Minyamin, whose day that he brought the wood was 10 days and off. And the halach is that that day is considered a yontif for that family. We'll discuss this more soon in Mitzvah Shem. Moreover, they brought a carbon mincha on that day, which the Gemara Masechta Menachos describes, that you have to bring at least two logs of wood, and the entire process of how that carbon eitzim was brought. Says Rebbe Elazar Tzadik, Pam achas chal Tisha B'Av liyos b'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, v'dechino lach Shabbos, so they only fasted on Sunday, on Yud B'Av. But Yud B'Av is a yontif for this family. Comments Rebbe Elazar Tzadik, V'sanina ba v'lo yishlam menua. So he fasted on that day, but we didn't finish the fast. Why? Because as we just explained, that day is a yontif for this family. And since it's a yontif for this family, they didn't fast the entire day. But again, here we see that even if you don't fast the entire day, it's considered a fast day. And it says, the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Mitzui Nafshi Ba'amuchu. Really, they didn't have to fast that day at all. Why? Because it was a yontif. Just as we learned in the previous year, Jews have an obligation to participate with the tzibur, And since the rest of the tzibur were fasting that day, they also fasted that day. Therefore, given that reality, they did not have to fast the entire day, and it's still considered, but a regular fast has to be till the end of the day. The Rishonim point out that from here we see that even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, these families were still celebrating these days as a Yontif. Because as the Mefarshim point out, while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was no Tisha B'Av. So there was no issue of fasting or not fasting. Obviously, our Gemara is discussing, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, yet these families continued to celebrate these days as a Yontif. Toshma, Dom Reb Yochanan, a Hebetainis, Reb Yochanan would used to say, I'm going to be in a fast at Shavuot Beisi. So, until I get home. But when I get home, I'll be allowed to eat. The fast will be over. Even if he gets home before night. Answers the Gemara, Hossam, there also, the Tzmutei Nafshi Mebein the Sihu David. Reb Yochanan really wasn't intending to fast, because the halacha is that a fast has to go to the end of the day. What he was intending to do was that he should debate Nasiya would always invite him to eat in their home, and he did not want to participate, but he couldn't just refuse. So what he used to say is, I'm going to fast, and since I'm going to fast, I can't eat. But his intention really wasn't to be a full-fledged fast day. Says the Gemara, as we spoke about this earlier, Amar Shmuel, call Tainus Lekibbol Lavan Bajoy, if one is not Mekabel Tainus from the day before the fast day, Lo Yishmei Tainus. It's halachically not considered a Tainus. The Yosef, ask the Gemara, what will be the din if one fast without being Mekabel Tainus? Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, so Rabbi Shila says, it's like a bellow that's filled with air. He really hasn't accomplished anything. And there's a machloikus we shine him how to understand this Gemara. The Mordechai seems to learn, as the simple pshat in the Gemara seems to indicate, that if one fast without Kabbalah's tainus, it's meaningless. However, Tosfos seems to hold that this requirement that one is to be Mekabel Tainus is only lechatchila, and certainly if one fast even without me mekabel tainus, it's considered a fast day. The poskim seem to make the following distinction. They say that if there's a kabbalah's tainus, then aneinu could be said by the shlich tzibur as a separate bracha, as we'll learn in Mitzvah in the next year. If on the other hand if there was no kabbalah's tainus, only every individual, as he davens Shmona Esrei, could say Aneinu Nishmei Tefillah, but it's not said by the Shlich Tzibur as a separate bracha in the Chazaras Hashatz. Moreover, the Poskim indicate that certainly a Tainus Tzibur, a set Tainus, Shavas B'Tamiz, Asar B'Tavis, etc., there is no requirement for Kabbalah's Tainus, although I did see that certain Mishonim suggest that even on those Tanaisim, it would be perhaps preferable that one should be Mekabel Tainus. The Paiskim also say that not only on these well-established Tanaisim that we have from Chazal is there no requirement to be Mekabel Tainus, but even on days that are already a minig by Klal Yisrael that they fast, for example, Erev Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Slichus, or Tainus B'chayim on Erev Pesach, given that these are well-established menhagim, there is no requirement to be Mekabel Tainus. In fact, I saw that the Poskim ask, there are communities where there's a minig to fast Behab, the Monday, Thursday, Monday after Sukkot and after Pesach. And the minig is that the Shabbos before Behab, there's a Mishaberich said, where there's a Kabbalah's Tainus on the Behab. And the question is, if we just learned that anything that's established as a fast doesn't require Kabbalah's Tainus, so why is there a requirement for Kabbalah's Tainus for Behab? So Mefarshim explained that since Behab is not always on the same day, it depends when Yom Tov ends, it depends when Rosh Chodesh comes out, therefore we have to have a Kabbalah's Tainus for Behab. But indeed, if not for that reason, anything is considered a Kabbalah, anything like this is considered a Kabbalah's Tainus. doesn't require Kabbalah's Tainus. Ask the one, Amos Makabalai, when exactly is one Makabalah Tainus? Rav Abba B'mincha, Rav says it should be done at the time of Mincha, at the Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours of the day, is the preferable time for Kabbalah's Tainus. B'Shmuel Amma, B'Tfilas Mincha. And Shmuel says it should be done by Tfilas Mincha. So the Machlaikis Rishonim, how to understand the Machlaikis of Rav and Shmuel. Some Rishonim, the Ritva, seems to limit the Machlaikis. He seems to learn that Rav and Shmuel both agree that Kabbalah's Tainus should be on the day before the fast, and it should be at Mincha time, and preferably at Mincha Ketana time, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, because that's closer to the fast day. Mincha Ketana is later in the day. Just Shmuel also requires that it should be done by Tefillah. In fact, there's a Ravya, which most Rishonim don't follow that track, seems to say that Shmuel is the maker. And Shmuel is saying that you don't have to have a separate Tefillah to be Mekabel Tainus, including it in your Tefillah Smincha is also sufficient. Most Rishonim don't learn that way, and they learn that Shmuel is the Machmer, and Shmuel is holding that just saying Kabbalah's Tainus is not enough, it has to be part of the Tefillah. However, the Rosh seems to expand the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And he seems to learn that according to Rav, Kabbalah's Tainus could be done at any time. And in fact, according to Rav, one could be Mekabel Tainus today for a fast that will fast many days after today. It's Shmuel who requires that the Kabbalah's Tainus be done by Tefillas Mincha, and not only that it should be done by Tefillas Mincha, it should be done in the Tefillas Mincha before the day of the fast. When during Mincha, we hold like Shmuel, so when during Mincha do we do the Kabbalah's Tainus? So it seems, after looking through the Paiskim, that the proper way to do it is that by Shemeya Tefillah, one should think he should be Maharer, that he's been Mekabel Tainus, and that the Nusach, which we'll discuss with Mitzvah Shem later, of the Kabbalah's Tainus, should be said at the end of Shemoneh Esrei by Elokai Netzar. If one has been Mekabel Tainus on Shabbos for Sunday, so there certainly the time to be Mekabel Tainus is by Elokai Netzar. There's also a Machloikis, which is actually already a Machloikis Rishonim, if one has to be Mekabel Tainus by verbalizing the words, or is hearer enough. Tosfos seems to hold that hearer is enough. The Ritva says that it has to be actually verbalized. However, the Shari Tshuva says that even if we hold that hearer is enough, it may be that hearer is only acceptable during a tefillah. But if one is being maharer just during the day, so it's not even a tefillah, and it's only a hearer, they certainly may not be adequate to be considered Kabbalah's Tainus. Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Kavasei de Shmuel Mastabra. The reasoning that Shmuel gave, the psak that Shmuel gave, that Kabbalah's Tainus should be done by Tefillah Smincha, makes more sense. The Ksiv Megillah's Tainus, because it says in the Megillah's Tainus, Lahein Kol Ish, any person, the Yaisel HaMekanus Hana, who that a day is considered a fast before Megillah's Tainus, which was a Megillah in which the various Yom Tovim that Chazal established were listed. If a person accepted a day as a fast day before a certain day was established as a Yontif, yes, he should be prohibited from eating food. My love, what does yes mean? Yes, atzma mitziloi, that through be Mekabel Tainus in Mincha, he has to fast, and he cannot celebrate that day as a Yontif. So we see that for Tainus to be considered a Tainus, the Megillah's Tainus seems to be teaching us, he had to have a Kabbalah's Tainus by Tefillah. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not necessarily what it means to say there. Yes, Atzmai, he's going to be prohibited to eat. It makes no difference if it was Mekabel Tainus in Mincha and Tefillas Mincha or not. Says the Gemara, Pligi Beha, There's actually a machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon b'Rebbe. Charam a yeser. One used the word yeser, which seems to indicate that you have to have kabbalas tainus during tefillas mincha. V'charam a yoser, which doesn't seem to indicate that. Says the Gemara. Man dam a yeser. According to a man dam that says that you have to have kabbalas tainus by tefillas mincha. Kramirin, that's exactly what we're learning. That kabbalas tainus has to be by tefillas mincha, otherwise it's not a kabbalah. Lamandam yasser, however, according to Mandam that says that is Usr, what is Mahi, what is the Megillah's Tainus teaching us? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya Megillah's Tainus. What it's teaching us is as follows. Kol Inish, the Yais Mekamus Rana. If a person for Yasser, if a person already accepted a day as a fast day, Yasser, he's not allowed to eat on these days. Kaitzen. Yochet Shekibalov. If there's a person that accepted upon himself, that every Monday, Thursday of the whole year, he's not going to eat. And then, on one of those days, the one of Yom Tovim listed in Megillah's Tainus falls on one of those days. So the halacha is, im nidrei kodem l'gzeraseinu, if his Kabbalah's Tainus preceded our establishing that day as a Yom Tov, the halacha is, Yevatel Nidus Gezerseinu, he should hold that day as a fast day, not as a yontif. However, Vim Gezerseinu Kademus L'Nidroi, if the our decree making it a yontif preceded his identifying that day as a fast day, Tevatel Gezerseinu Nidroi, then our Gezerit takes supersedes and he should not fast that day. So that's what it's teaching about. That's what the Megillah's Tainus is teaching us. It has nothing to do, anything, teach us regarding how Kabbalah's Tainus should take place. There's a very interesting some cipher based on this Gemara that we just learned, coupled with the Gemara that we learned earlier. In the previous Gemara, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said that he is from the family of son of Ben Binyamin, and that Tisha and Yud Ba'av is a yontif for his family, and therefore he fasts. He doesn't have to. They didn't really have to fast on Yud Ba'av because it's a yontif. The Magen Avraham brings a Maram that says that let's say someone makes a bris on Yud Ba'av that was Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, so they're holding Tisha B'Av on Sunday Yud Ba'av. And a person's making a bris on that day, the halacha is, says the Maram, Magen Avraham quoting him, that the Baal Bris doesn't have to complete the fast. Ask the Chassam Sofer, and he bases it on this Gemara, just like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said, they didn't have to finish the fast day on Yud Ba'av because it was a yontif for them. Ask the Chassam Sofer a few points. Our Gemara just taught us that we always have to see what came first. Did the yontif come first, or did the fast day come first? Ask the Chassam Sofer. Tisha B'Av is a fast, unfortunately, for thousands of years. Someone was making a bris; it only became a yontif for him now. So, how could a yontif that comes after the fast day that we just learned, we follow the fast day, not the yontif? One question. Another question that the Chassam Sofer asks. It seems that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik was saying that why didn't they not complete the fast day? Because Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos and they would doicha Tisha B'Av to Sunday and therefore they didn't complete the fast day. Seems to say the Chassam Sofer that if the Yontif were on Tisha B'Av then they would have to complete the fast day. Ask the Chassam Sofer why. Isn't our Gemara teaching us that if the Yontif precedes the fast day, we follow the Yontif? Tisha B'Av, this that it was a Yontif because they brought the wood, certainly was before Tisha B'Av was declared a fast day of Tisha B'Av. So what's the difference if it's Tisha B'Av or Yud B'Av? Explains the Chassam Sofer that Tosfos says in Masechta Erev and Daf Mem Aleph that Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik was really not a direct descendant of Sana ben Binyan. He was a son-in-law. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, since he wasn't a full-fledged member of the family of Sana ben Binyamin, the regular Hatayrim that our Gemara just taught us, that if the Yonta precedes the fast day, he fouls the Yontif, doesn't apply to him. Just so why didn't he have to finish the fast day when Tisha B'Av was held on Yud B'Av? Because it was a Tisha B'Av that was Nitcha anyway. And a Tisha B'Av that's Nitcha is a weaker Tisha B'Av. Therefore, explains the Chassam Sofer, even though he wasn't a direct descendant, but he wasn't really a full-fledged Tisha B'Av, and he didn't have to finish the fast day. Says the Chassam Sofer, the same applies to the Baal Bris. Certainly, if someone is a Baal Bris on Tisha B'Av proper, given that Tisha B'Av preceded his Yontif of being a Baal Bris, he has to fast Tisha B'Av. However, here we're dealing, the Maram was dealing with a Tisha B'Av that was Nitcha. A Tisha B'Av that was Nitcha, our Gemara teaches us, is a weaker Tisha B'Av. And therefore, the Baal Bris doesn't have to fast the entire day. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. And Masai Ayichav Ashaisa. Until when can one eat on a fast day in the morning? Says the Gemara. Achi al Marashacha Devi Rebbe. According to Rebbe, until the Marashacha comes up. Rabbi Lazar of Shimonheimer at Kriyas Agover until Pashup Shat is the rooster crows. There's a machlaikis by the Rishonim what that means. Most Rishonim seem to learn that we take the time from Chatzos to Amud HaShachar and divide it into three after the first third. There are others that say Kriyas Agover means that when the person wouldn't wake, there was a person that would wake up the Kahanim and the Levium to come to do the Avodah, that's the time that's considered when you have to begin fasting. This is only if the person didn't complete his meal the night before. Once the person completed his meal, he's not allowed to eat afterwards. Even though it's the night. It says in the price, if somebody finished his meal and got up from his table, Hareza Oichel, he could still eat as long as before the morning. Hassam answers the Gemara Kishlei Silik. As we've learned many times, they used to eat with such small tables brought in front of them. The Bryce is referring to a situation where that small table wasn't yet taken away, and therefore he could continue eating. But according to this version, once the small table is taken away, he may not continue eating. Ikad Amri, another version, Amr Rav Loishana, El Kshla Yashon, only if he didn't go to sleep. Ava Yashon, once he went to sleep, Eina Eichel, he's not allowed to eat, even if he gets up before Amr HaShachar. Eisve Abaya, asks Abaya, it says in the Braisa, Yashon Vomid, if a person went to sleep and he got up, Hareza Eichel, he could continue eating. This is not like what Rabbi said. Rabbi says that once he went to sleep, he's not allowed to eat anymore. Yes, the Gemara Hasma Misnamim. The Brayis is referring to a person who's only dozing. Ask the Gemara Hechi Dami Misnamim. What exactly does that mean? Amar of Ashi Nim Vlov Nim. He's asleep but not completely asleep. Tir Vloy Tir. He's awake but not completely awake. What does that mean? The Karlei Va'ani that they would call him and he can respond. Vloyada Adure Svara. But he's not awake enough that he can answer with a svara with logic. But if they remind him of something, he remembers. The way the Paiskim seem to identify this time is that if he's in this dozing state and they would ask him, where did you put something? He wouldn't necessarily remember. But if they said, did you put it in this place? And he said, oh yes, that's exactly where it is. That's considered that he's in this state of misnamnam. The Rishonim make a very interesting observation. We discussed in the previous shiur that when we have a day which is a tainus, what is pshat? Does it really mean that the tainus begins at the night, like everything in the halacha begins by night? Just Chazal said that even though the tainus begins by night, the isra chila only begins in the morning, or does the tainus only, in general, only begin in the morning? So I bring a raya from this Gemara that the tainus already begins at night. Because if the tainus doesn't begin in the morning, what's the difference? If he finished eating, if he went to sleep, it shouldn't make a difference. Until the morning, it's not the tainus. So we see that the tainus really begins the night before. Just, we don't have to, the Chazal said that they don't have to stop eating until the morning. The Rishonim point out, what is the practical difference between the two versions of the Gemara. So he said the difference is that the second version, the Ravid says that the second version is being machmer over the first version. That according to the second version, not only if he finished eating, is he not allowed to eat anymore, but even if he didn't finish eating, if he just fell asleep, he already may not eat anymore. There are others that seem to say that there's not necessarily a significant machlokes between the two lashonos. Lahaloch lemaisa, this is a very relevant shaila for every fast day. So the Mishnah Brewer says that if one goes to sleep and that the night of a tainus, he's not allowed to eat anymore. However, the question that's raised, if the Yerushalmi, there's a Yerushalmi that says that if a person went to sleep, but he made it tonight, that if I'll get up before Amud HaShach, I should be allowed to continue eating, then even though he went to sleep, he's allowed to eat. And that, the Mishnah Brewer seems to quote, we could follow that Yerushalmi, even though the Magen Mishnah says that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and according to the Magen Mishnah, tonight would not work. There's also interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seems to say that if a person routinely, when he gets up in the morning, takes a drink, he takes a coffee, or he takes a drink when he gets up in the morning, there's no requirement for a Tanai. And perhaps even according to the Magen Mishnah, who says that Tanai won't work, here he would be allowed to take that drink, because that routine means that he didn't really go to sleep for drinking, because he always drinks when he gets up in the morning. There's another point to be made, that the Zohar speaks, people aren't well aware of this. The Zohar says that let's say someone gets up early in the morning, before the Amud HaShachar, he gets up to learn. So even though it's well before the Zman Tefillah, it's before the Amud HaShachar, still says the Zohar that a person should not eat before he davens. So the question is, so even if one made it tonight, how could he eat once he went to sleep? The answer the Pesach can give is that here the person's eating in order they should be able to daven and learn and function better on this fast day. Therefore, under these circumstances, he may eat even though he had already gone to sleep. Amrav Kana Marav, Yochid Shkivel of a Tainus, if a Yochid was Makabel Tainus, also Benilas a Sandal. He's not allowed to wear shoes on the fast day. Why? Because Chashin Hashem and Tainus Tzibur Kivalov. As we've learned, there are two types of Tainus. There's a Tainus Tzibur and a Tainus Yochid. On a Tainus Tzibur, one is not allowed to wear shoes. So if a person was Makabel Tainus, we have to be concerned that it wasn't, there's Makabel Tainus Tzibur, and he should not be wearing shoes. V'yifah Heichel Levit, what should he do to avoid any such problem? Amar Rav Shaila Leimahachi, when he's Makabel Tainus, he should say Lemocha Ehel Lefanecha Tainus Yochid. He should specify that the Kabbalah's Tainus that he has is a Tainus Yochid, where he's allowed to wear shoes. And in fact, that's part of the Nusach of the Kabbalah's Tainus. The Paiskim discuss if one wants to be Makabel Tainus, but he's not exactly sure that he'll be able to fast the next day. He's not sure if he will be able to, if he'll feel well. Can he say Bli Neder? So the Chidah discusses it, and the Chidah and the Chasam Sofer discusses it, and they both say a Kabbalah's Tainus, where you add the words Bli Neder, really isn't an effective Kabbalah's Tainus, and therefore should not be done. Ask the Chidah, so is there any option that we could give such a person that's not sure if he'll be able to fast tomorrow, but as Gemara is teaching us, Kabbalah's Tainus is essential before one fasts? So Chidah says an interesting Eitza. He says what the person should do is that when he says the Kabbalah's Tainus, he should make a Tanai. He should make a condition. For example, he says that he should say, tomorrow is going to be a fast day for me. If I don't say the Perek Tehillim, Mizmul Adavar Hashem Roi Lo Yechsom. And then the next morning, he sees. If he could fast, So just don't say Mizmor Dover Hashem Roi Lo Yachzor, and it'll be a fast day. If on the other hand he sees that he's not up to fasting, just say that capital Tehillim. And the halacha, as we know, many places in Shas, is that a Tanai is certainly relevant in halacha, and therefore the Kabbalah's Tainus will not be a Kabbalah's Tainus, and will not have to fast. Amar Rabbanon Ravashi, Hakazir Rabbanon the Masayim Masayini. We do see Rabbanon the wear the shoes and Vasal Beit Tanisa, even though they come to Beit Tanis, they had a place where they used to daven on the Tanesim. If it's a Tanis Sibra, how could they be wearing shoes? Ikbit. So if Sheshis was upset at the people who said this to him, Vamluan, he told them, do you want to suggest that they also eat? Says the Gemara. Therefore, since it's not exactly clear what to do, so Abaye Rava Miley Kimasaima Fanda, Abaye and Rava would go on these Tanesim wearing only the upper leather part of the shoe. Mereima Mazutra Mechalfa the Yemina L'Smola will wear the right shoe on the left foot with the smaller Yemina and the left shoe on the right foot. Rabbanan de Rav Nafki Kurchayu, they walked out wearing the shoes regular. Savri Kahade Amri Shmuel, as Shmuel taught us in the previous year, ain't Tainat Tziba B'Bavol El Tish Bavad. There is no Tainat Tziba in Bavol, only in Tish Bav, as we learned before, because Bavol had enough rain, or the people in Bavol weren't strong enough to be able to withstand the rigor of a Tainat Tziba, or as we also perhaps learned, because there was no Nasi in Bavol, so there could be no Tainat Tziba in Bavol. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Loiva Adam Tanisoi, a person could borrow his fast or pareya and repay his obligation by fasting on a different day. Kamrita Kamed Shmuel, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda says, when I said this halacha to Shmuel, Amar Levichinedi Kebel Alei, where's this person at all Makabala Neder, the Loisagi, the Loimashalim, that he has to fulfill it? Letzur Nafshi Kebel Alei. His entire intent was just to afflict himself. Imatsim Tzar Nafshi. If he can sustain this affliction, he should. Eloi Matsi, if he can't, Lemitzar Nafshi, he doesn't have to fast at all. Ikad Amri, Amr Yudam Rav, Loiv Adam Tarnisoi Pereya. A person could pay back his tithes on a different day. Kamita Kamedi Shmuel, Amri Loyahe El Neder. Is it worse than any vow? Neder, Miloy Matsubal Shnumi Mezel. If somebody donated a certain amount to Tztaka, so he doesn't have to take that money out of his wallet and give it to Tztaka right away. As long as he fulfills his Neder. Here too, Lamachli, as long as he pays it another day, here too he certainly could pay it on another day, and he has no obligation to do it today. The Rishonim discuss what is the difference between the two versions of the Gemara. So the Ran says that there's a very big nafkamina. In the first version, Shmuel holds that if a person sees that he can't fast, he doesn't have to fast at all. He doesn't have to repay it on another day, because Shmuel holds that it's not considered a full-fledged neder. Or as the Gevurah Sari suggests, we learned yesterday that Shmuel's the man the Omer that holds that somebody who's fasting, Nikra Chayta, is considered a Balaveira. So therefore, since he's in such a status, he doesn't have to fast at all. According to the second version, he does have to, according to Rikad Amri, even Shmuel agrees that it's a nether that has to be made up. Other Rishonim say that even the first Lashon, certainly Shmuel agrees one has to pay back, if one has to make up, if he made a nether to fast, that he has to make it up. The Rosh says that if a circumstance comes up that one can't fast, it doesn't have to be a situation, he doesn't have to have a Torah, he doesn't have to go to a Rav and be matan neder, he just doesn't have to fast. However, the Rishonim do suggest that even under such circumstances, a person should not treat the day like a regular day, he should perhaps eat later in the day, or eat less that day. Tosfos also points out that the same halacha would apply, that if one was mekabel, that a day should be a fast day for him, and then b'shogig he eats, that the halacha is that he can make it up on another day. The Paiskim, however, make a very important observation. This entire Gemara that we're learning that a person can make up a fast day is only where the person did not identify a specific day as being a fast day. The person says, I'm going to fast 10 days during this year. And he just thought that today should be that day. And then something came up that prevents him from fasting that day. But if a person specified that a specific day should be a fast day, this Gemara is not discussing such a situation, and he has to fast that day. Tosfos also points out that let's say the person began the day already fasting, and then something came up which prevents him from wanting to continue the day with the fast. That's not what the Gemara is discussing. Under that circumstances, Tosfos seems to feel he would have to, the Gemara would hold that he has to complete the day in fasting. On the other hand, the Paiskim also do discuss what is considered a reason that a person should that is considered a legitimate reason that the person shouldn't have to complete the fast day. And it seems that the Paiskim hold that any Dvar Mitzvah, certainly a Sudas Bris Milah, or even a Suda of a Chinuch Habayis, or even the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, Sudas Mareim, if a person was invited to a party where all his friends will be, those are all reasons that the person could not fast that day under the circumstances described. Says the Gemara, Shubar Eder of Edi, Ikla Bey Ravasi, Shubar Eder came to Ravasi's house, of the Lay Igla Tilsa, they prepared a 1/3 grown calf, which is considered a real delicacy. Others say Igla Tilsa means that it was the third calf born from its mother, which is considered the choicest calf. Amalei, let the man eat something. Amalei b'tanisi yisivna. I'm fasting. Amalei v'lezif mavalifra. So why don't you borrow, eat today, and make it up another day? Don't you agree with what we just learned? The love of Adam Tanisa prayer. A person can pay back his tainus on a different day. Amalei tanis chaloim hu. The reason I'm fasting today is because it's a tanis chaloim. Fasting, if one had a bad dream, is ka'esh l'ne'uris. Just like fire is very effective in consuming flax, so too, fasting takes away the ill effects of a bad dream. Or however, Rav Chisda, or by b'yoy, but the fast has to be that day. So therefore, since I had a bad dream the night before, he said, I have to fast today. V'amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, afilu b'Shabbos. Even if one has a bad dream on Shabbos, when one is certainly not supposed to fast on Shabbos, he could fast for a tainus chaloyim. Maita kante, how could he rectify this aveira that he fasted on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, leis of tainus latanisoi, he should fast another day to be mechaper on the aveira for fasting on Shabbos. And as the Mefarshim explained, isn't the chiyuv to eat on Shabbos a chiyuv deraisa? So how could a person fast and violate this deraisa? So Mefarshim explained that the fast, Tainus Chaloyim, is not a 24-hour fast. He's going to eat at night. So since he's going to eat at night, so it's not a full day fasting, and therefore he's allowed to fast under such circumstances. Others explain that a person who had a bad dream, fasting for him is an oinig. It's something that he wants to do to take away the ill effects of the dream. If somebody enjoys fasting, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. This person is in that situation. However, leisif tainus latanisoi, he should make it up. And the Mefarshim, the Paiskim say, preferably it should be immediately on the Sunday after Shabbos that he fasted, unless that Sunday is a Rosh Chodesh or a Yontif, or if it's difficult for the person to fast two consecutive days, then he can make it up another time. The Paiskim discuss the concept of Tainus Chaloyim. Do we have a Tainus Chaloyim nowadays? And they describe that certainly if a person had a bad dream at night about something that he was preoccupied by day, and it was in his mind by day, that's not considered a chaloyim ra, because it was just something that he was thinking about by day. Moreover, Steichemet says that this entire concept of a tainus chaloyim only really applies, he says, to people who are balei madrega, on a high madrega, that their chalayim really shows something. People, he says, who eat meat and drink wine and live in a regular gashmius life, he's not sure if there is a concept of tainus chalayim on such people. And Aruch HaShulchan indicates that in all of these inyonim, it's as much as a person is makbid, as much of a person considers it to be an issue, that's much of it as an issue. But Kodesh Baruch should help that we should only have good dreams that are fulfilled.